Welcome to The Morning Mindset. I am thankful that you're listening today. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, you are one of over 12,000 people per day who are listening to this little 4 to 5 minute devotional every morning. And by devotional, what I mean is we are learning in this time to devote ourselves more fully to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the study of His Word and the application of it to our lives, to the next 24-hour period. Because as we have our minds aligned with the truth of God, we are more likely to live out the truth of God in our lives. Now, I've been looking at Psalm chapter 37, and I was kind of surprised as I hit the record button on this episode at how long and how methodically we've been going through just Psalm 37. It's been 4 or 5 days now. And I typically am just skipping a little bit through these longer psalms and taking some of the highlight verses because there's just so much there. But this psalm, for a couple of reasons, is very important to me. It's one, first of all, the Lord has used a lot in my life. But secondly, it is just so filled with these gold nuggets that I feel like we really need to mine and we need to pull out from here. Now, we're going to look today at Psalm 37, verses 8 and 9. And he says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Now, this idea of anger is a very interesting one in our culture. If you watch network news, or more in particular, cable news, Fox News, CNN, those kinds of shows, you see all these talk shows where I would say there is very little forsaking of anger. I mean, refraining from anger, rather. People are hot, they are bothered, they are debating, they are arguing, and getting pretty angry about some important issues, and in some cases, not such important issues. But the reason I point that out is because when we think of refraining from anger, it's something that's a little bit foreign in our broader culture. Now, let's bring it down to a more personal level and relationships on a more personal level. I think we do tend to think of anger being a bad thing when it comes to relational interactions. We tend to think if anyone's getting angry, they are in the wrong. You see, and I want to put a little bit of a balance on this because it's not said so clearly here, but in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 26, we are told, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. So see, the concept or the idea that anger is always bad is not true. There are times when anger is a good thing, righteous type of anger. And I have to admit, it's hard to tell sometimes if your anger is really righteous anger because selfish motives can totally get woven into the circumstances in which anger starts to rise. And so we have to be very careful. But I want us to be careful, first of all, that we're not just wholesale discounting anger, that when someone gets angry, we immediately label them as the wrong party. Okay? But let's return back to Psalm 37. In verse 8, it does not appear the writer is talking about that kind of anger, the righteous anger, because he brings in this idea of evildoers and fretting being involved in this situation. You see, sometimes we can get angry when we think our situation isn't fair or isn't what we had in mind, what we perceived it would be. Sometimes we can get angry when we're feeling a little bit jealous. We're seeing someone else prospering when we feel like we should be the one prospering, and especially if that person is an evildoer. So let me read the passage again and think of it in light of that. He says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil, for the evildoer shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. You see, our anger usually is an attempt to somehow manipulate things in the direction we think it should go. Or at the very least, it's just throwing a little bit of an adult temper tantrum. And he's saying we should not allow ourselves to get into that fretting place where anger has that power in our lives, because it leads to evil. My friends, I know you don't want that, or you wouldn't be listening to The Morning Mindset. Lord, keep us from the evil of anger today. Join me again tomorrow.